Okay, well, you want to get that right, that's for sure. So, well, you got plenty of time to figure out what kind of antenna worked best there. I'm still a big fan of the small base antenna. The little piece of mast and a coffee can filled with concrete or a Christmas tree holder. Anyhow, but plenty of time to figure that all out. So Dakota, you know, my other one, the one that I just put up's fine. It's just that noise issue. And I may not have noticed the noise issue on the other antenna because it's not performing. Now that one's been up since probably 1990 without ever being looked at. It is a diamond that has a connection in the center. You got a, you know, two pieces. So, you know, that could oxidize over all the years. There could be some rain has got in there, you know, and, you know, weather has gotten in there over the decades, and things are green, and there's any number of ways. You know, the antenna's not flat out bad, but it's just the SWR is like, you know, 3 to 1 or worse. And so it's kind of questionable. I'm guessing either that joint where the two pieces go together, or maybe the connector is all glued up or something like that. The one thing it wasn't is the connector on the bottom, which would have been nice, but not that. That one's the taller of the two. That's my diamond, whatever the tri-bander is with 1296. I put that thing up, like I said, in like 1990. It's been there ever since, so that's going to be a chore to get up to that bad boy.